A week ago, day to day, introduced you to a man named David Gilbo. He used to be a television producer in Seattle. He lost his job a couple of years ago and hasn't been able to find another. He's writing a series of essays he calls Such Is Life about his life in a homeless shelter. David is back now with the story of how to fit in.
Ed's looking me over and trying to figure out who he has to deal with now. Ed's my roommate here at the Aloha Inn. That's a motel converted into transitional housing for the homeless. I've been here a few days. Ed's been here a few weeks. When I moved in, he was very gracious, delineating for me my half of the dresser top, my half of the bathroom counter, my half of the clothes bar. He even had cleaned out a drawer from my arrival. Seems like a courteous and considerate man. We made small talk for a while, dancing around how and why we found ourselves taking shelter here. In time, through our nightly conversations, I learned that Ed's a Vietnam War veteran, with shrapnel in his leg, plaque in his arteries, something possibly malignant in his liver, and a certain wisdom that comes from age, hard living, and bad experiences. He's on one-third disability and is trying to get private doctors to certify his medical conditions so he can get 100% disability. He doesn't trust the competence or the integrity of the VA doctors, and he can give good reasons why. It's clear to me that in his state, Ed is going to have a hard time finding a job. Not long after I arrived here and we had been chatting about our lives, he hit me with a question. He looked at me out of the sides of his eyes and said, "What you know is about black peoples." Now, I've never been at a loss for words, but that question struck me mute. What do I know is about black peoples? I've worked and played with African Americans all my adult life. Most were professionals, college graduates, and I've covered all races of people as a journalist. But what did I know is about black peoples? It was a haunting question. The first black person I ever spoke to was in 1969. I was in college at the University of New York at Plattsburgh. There's an air base there. I was sitting in a bar next to two black airmen. I had too much to drink. I leaned over and said with drunken absurdity, "There's nothing wrong with black people. Black people and white people are just the same." Luckily, one of the airmen stopped the other airman from clocking me. I was a young, naive, stupid, sheltered, inexperienced student, emboldened with liberal outrage. The question remains, what do I know about black peoples? Damned if I know, Ed. You live, you learn. I'm David Gilbo. Such is life.
Writer and TV producer David Gilbo lives in Seattle.